Hello, Nerdy Legion. You are listening to Comic Talk today. We are super grateful that you are here, nerds. I am Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for June 26th, 2020. Let's get into TV streaming. First up is an update that we've talked about has been rumored to be happening for a little while, and then it was kind of a really bad kept secret. And that is Lucifer. Lucifer season 6 has been officially announced to be a thing that's happening. Season 5 also got a release date, which I didn't write down because we're not talking about season 5. We're talking about season 6. Season 5, you can go check out Netflix and they'll tell you when it'll be out. It'll be out soon, though. There's a trailer and all that jazz, so go check that out. But season 6 is officially happening. They got all of those contracts signed in order to make this happen, the ones that they needed, all of the stars, all of the people that are in the production seats and all that jazz. So pretty freaking awesome. If you love Lucifer, then that's good news. Though this is, reportedly, the absolute 100% final season of the show. So, I mean, at this point, kind of take that with a grain of salt. But that's what we've got there. Next, we're talking about Twilight Zone. Not really anything. Usually, I don't cover smaller pieces like this, but I feel like this is such... this is kind of indicative of a lot of IPs right now that are trying to find footing under new showrunners or under new creative directors or what have you. Think people in the director's seat, effectively, that are steering the ship, to coin a phrase. So the Twilight Zone, we know season 2 is coming very soon. We keep getting trailers. One of the most recent trailers is showing us the episode You Might Also Like. That's the name of the episode. If you have seen the trailer or screenshots from the trailer, then you know, and this is only a mild spoiler alert because you kind of should know this going into it, but you would know that this is going to be a direct sequel to one of the classic Rod Serling episodes, To Serve Man. Season 1 of The Twilight Zone was not bad, necessarily. There were a couple of fantastic episodes, but overall, it was kind of lukewarm to mildly hot as far as, like, following in the legacy of Rod Serling. So, that being said, it seems like they felt that in the ratings department because the final episode, they used Rod Serling's likeness. And now going into season 2, they're going to be throwing back to Rod Serling's show and kind of borrowing even more heavily than they already are because it's obviously the sequel series, right? So I feel like this is kind of indicative. I think Jordan Peele has the ability to make this series definitely worth watching overall and not just a couple episodes here and there. Hopefully this gives them the boost because this is such a cool little show. Hopefully this gives them the boost that they need so that we can keep getting quality alternate dimensional programming, I guess. I see that there is such great potential here, and it was kind of realized in season 1, so season 2 hopefully will use this to capitalize on that. That is what we have for The Twilight Zone, though, but next we are talking about another Netflix show that was just recently announced. For those of you that are following gaming news, which if you're watching the Generally Nerdy YouTube channel, then you probably are following gaming news, then you know that there is a game coming out very soon for the current generation and next generation consoles called Cyberpunk 2077. Everyone is super excited about it, yours truly as well. There has now been announced by Netflix that they are working on an animated series set inside the same universe of 2077. It won't be coming out for another year and a half, approximately, so we'll see it in 2022 at some point. So the game will have long been out by then, so whatever secrets they're trying to keep from us will have been revealed by then. And it just, I don't know, I really like Cyberpunk stuff because that was my initial nerddom. I mean, aside from Mortal Kombat stuff, but like that was the thing that was like, I am a giant nerd because this stuff. It was Cyberpunk for me. So the fact that this game is definitely living and breathing inside of that genre. Obviously, it's called Cyberpunk 2077. And now we have an anime to expand that universe. Just color me super excited for this to be happening. The studio in charge of doing this is a studio called Studio Trigger. They're going to be doing the animation. CD Projekt Red is involved with them as well as Netflix because they're also in the production side of things, but the actual animation will be coming from Studio Trigger. Not super familiar with Studio Trigger, but the initial screenshots that we have so far look pretty awesome as far as artwork goes. So again, color me excited. Next, and final for the TV streaming section, we have another old series getting revived. And again, it's Netflix. So Netflix announced last week, it should have gone in the last episode. Or actually, they announced the beginning of the week, so it should have gone in Tuesday's episode. And I apologize that it didn't. I honestly got the announcement as I was filming, and I, again, should have done it. My girlfriend kind of kicked my butt for not putting it in the last episode. But Unsolved Mysteries, sorry, roundabout way of saying Unsolved Mysteries is coming back. It is going to be a Netflix series. We've talked about the possibility of this happening. Well, it is now happening. The first set of episodes is launching on July the 1st. I believe it is 12 episodes total. So the first six episodes will be launching July the 1st. The second set of episodes has not been given a release date just yet. Though I would imagine they have them at to some degree of finished, so even if the first six don't do super well, we will very likely still be getting the second six. Don't quote me on that, though, because I don't know that for certain, but it is a strong likelihood. So we will be getting... I couldn't find who they have as the new host, and if I did, I didn't put it in the notes because I didn't know who the dude was, but I'm like 90% certain I did not see the host's name, so I couldn't look him up. So as this gets a little bit closer, as we get into episodes even, we'll talk about it a little bit more right here on the show, but that is what we have for TV streaming. Now, movies. Movies gonna be a little quick. So, speaking of things that are coming back from the 90s, what movie doesn't need to be remade? I'm sure there's a laundry list of them, but on that laundry list is Twister. And guess what movie is getting remade? This one is being done by Universal Studios because apparently they're the ones who own the rights to it. Producer Frank Marshall is the one in charge of making this happen. Right now it is in the stage of scripting, so he is looking for someone to be interested enough in reviving this to write a script for, again, a movie that nobody asked to be rebooted. The original's just fine as it is. Not that it's a great movie necessarily at all, but it's fun. It's a lot of whatever. Whatever, this silly. This is the world in which we live as far as entertainment goes. And then next is a real quick update again on Tenet. We got the word just yesterday that Tenet will be pushed back another 2 weeks. So it's gone from July 17th to July 31st, and now it is August 12th that it will be coming out in theaters. They pushed it back because, honestly, they're afraid. They don't want to put a movie in theaters that nobody's going to go see because there's all of these spikes for the coronavirus. So, I mean, it's a smart move as far as marketing and stuff goes. I just feel like maybe they should have just pushed it back until the fall to see the proper fallout. Now, instead of just giving it one release date and setting on it, they're pushing it back and pushing it back. It just seems a little excessive to me when you could have just planned on this being a little bit longer than anticipated and set this release date back a little bit. But I don't know. That's just me. I am not somebody who is in charge of such things. So we're moving on. Our final piece of movie news has to do with the Magic School Bus. That's right, Miss Frizzle is at it again. She will be coming back to a screen near you, this time in live action form, with Elizabeth Banks playing her. I don't know how this one's going to translate to the screen, to the silver screen, but it will be a lot of fun to watch regardless. Even if it's terrible, it'll be fun for a much different reason. But I mean, come on, whose childhood was not affected by the Magic School Bus? And the reboot series was not terrible on Netflix. So, I mean, there's good hope here. So that is all we have for movies, though, guys. Let's talk rumor mill. So this is obviously the biggest section that is what it is. First up, and so I'm going to probably breeze through these a little bit more than I normally do, just because I want to try and make these episodes a little more succinct, right? So first up, we have more rumors saying that the Ayer cut is very, very likely going to happen. Also, that likelihood does hinge pretty hardcore on the Snyder cut doing well. They are anticipating the Snyder cut doing well, so that just gives more gas to the Ayer cut fire. That's what we've got on that one. Next, speaking of the Snyder cut, there is even more rumors now saying that Ryan Reynolds is in talks to come back for the Snyder cut of Justice League to play the Green Lantern. If this happens, this might kind of fly in the face of my theory from the previous episode about why we're not going to be seeing any Warner Brothers or DC actors show up in the Marvel Universe and vice versa. But if you think about it, technically Ryan Reynolds was part of the DC universe first, so this isn't really him coming back to it, or this isn't really him coming to it fresh, this is him coming back to it. So this is just an extension of a contract. I feel like this is an exception to the rule and does not define the rule, if that makes sense. So I still 100% stand by my assessment of those rumors from the previous episode in that we're not going to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson play anyone in the MCU. We're not going to see Brie Larson play anyone in the DCEU. It's just not going to happen, at least until their contracts are up with their respective movie production companies. So that is what we've got there. Next, we're moving back over to Batman, because we just can't stop talking about Michael Keaton Batman, though this one is a little unique. This is a couple of them. So first we have a rumor that says the Michael Keaton Batman is the reason it's taking so long for negotiations is because not only do they want him in the Flashpoint movie, but they also want him for an HBO Max series as old Bruce Wayne, which means Batman Beyond. Yes, that's right. Batman Beyond, HBO Max series. If that happens, color me super excited. This one of this list seems to make the most sense of the Batman rumors anyway. Just because, I mean, they need content for HBO Max. If they can get Michael Keaton in, that's kind of a guaranteed audience. So yeah, that if this happens, I would not be surprised. But then we have another strange rumor that says that the Michael Keaton Batman, him coming back is not going to be properly DCEU at all. What's going to happen is he is going to come back as the mentor, kind of a la Samuel L. Jackson in the MCU, but it's going to take place in the Tim Burton Batverse, which means the Batgirl movie that he is going to be the mentor to is going to also be an extension of the Tim Burton Batman universe. So that's very interesting. I don't see that one happening just because they're done with that universe. The last two movies technically in the Tim Burton Batverse were so terrible, I can't see them wanting to return to that ground. And those are the two rumors right now for Michael Keaton, Batman. Next, we're talking about Superman. We're going to be seeing a Superman series also on HBO Max. But this one's going to be unique in and of itself because it's going to be Brandon Routh coming back to wear the cape and the big blue underwear. No, I don't. This one, there is so much goofy about this. Yes, Brandon Routh did play Superman in a movie. Yes, the fans want to see more of that Superman, kind of. I don't think that contingent of the fan base is loud enough. It's nowhere near what the Snyder Cut contingent was. So I don't think they're loud enough to make AT&T stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. And also, Brandon Routh just, I don't know, I feel like they kind of burned him with the whole Legends of Tomorrow thing, so I don't see him being interested in this. We will keep tabs on it, though, because it is a fun to think about. I just don't think this one has very strong legs. Next, we're talking about DC, and this one is some gaming rumors. There are more rumors now saying that both of the games that we have been rumored recently are, in fact, going to be happening, and that is the WB Montreal Batman game, as well as a new Rocksteady DC game, and the Rocksteady DC game is now being rumored to be a Suicide Squad game. Sorry, again, first day with the new lips. So the reason these rumors have popped up is because DC recently bought up a whole bunch of URLs, and two of those URLs belong to each of these games. So the first one is, let me see if I can find them in my notes, Batman Gotham Knights. So that would seem to imply the Bat family, because multiple knights, right? K-N-I-G-H-T. Multiple knights. And then the other one is Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Here's the thing with URLs. Companies notoriously buy up as many URLs as they can think of. If you look at the Fandome purchase that Warner Brothers just did for the DC Fandome event that is going to be happening in August, the list is gigantic, and Mortal Kombat even exists on that list of URLs that they bought. Mortal Kombat Fandome. That's not to say we're going to see stuff specifically for that URL exist. Usually what happens is these companies buy these URLs so nobody else can buy them, as I bumped the microphone, so nobody else can buy them, and then they either do nothing with it and let the space just sit there, or they redirect to where they want it to go. So probably once whatever game is being secretively worked on, potentially Batman Gotham Knights, whatever game they announce, all of those other gaming URLs that have to do with Batman and probably the Suicide Squad and other things will just redirect you to the game that they're actually making. So this one, there is a slim possibility that both of these games are going to happen based off of this information. It's very, very slim, and I wouldn't put money on it. Next up, we are talking about another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle update. This one has to do with CBS All Access, because CBS, not Universal, CBS and Nickelodeon and whoever else is part of Viacom, they are reportedly looking to get content on CBS All Access. And so part of that content is going to be a live action Ninja Turtles series on CBS All Access. You could go 50-50 on this one. I don't see any reason why this wouldn't happen. I just know that there's reasons why this probably shouldn't happen, as evidenced by the 90s live-action Ninja Turtles series. Unless they can make it 10 times, 100 times better than that, it's probably is a horrible idea. But also sounds like something a producer somewhere would say, hey, you know what we need? We need some more live-action Ninja Turtles. The kids still like those things, right? Not really, it's the young adults into their 30s, kind of sort of 40s. So yeah, that's what we've got on that one. Next, we're going back over to Flashpoint real quick. I should have organized these a little bit better, but whatever. We have Nicolas Cage is being rumored to play Superman and in a cameo role in the Flashpoint movie. This one seems like a really, really long shot, just because it's Nicolas Cage, and he's the kind of guy that once he's done with a thing, he's done with a thing. Though he has said things, and this was long ago that he said things reminiscent of, hey, maybe I should have done this, and whatever, whatever. So, like, again, very fine sliver that this is legit. I just, again, wouldn't put any money on that. Then we're back over to gaming before we hit our final rumor, but the next gaming rumor has to do with Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 has yet to be officially announced as being the next project from Capcom in their Resident Evil reboot or redo series, I guess. And so it's kind of understood that that's likely going to be the next thing they do is RE4, because, I mean, it's the highest rated game in the series, so why would you not do it? So the thing that is basically the rumor, aside from the existence of the game, is that the game is going to add a bunch of extra story content that wasn't in the original. What this story content is pertaining to, a couple of rumors say, like, Not Wesker. I can't remember the general's name because I didn't put it in the notes. But yeah, a couple of things say, a couple of rumors say that the big general in the game is going to get a whole side story. A couple of the rumors were like, yeah, we don't know if we buy that. There's just going to be extra story. So they've kind of done elements of this in the previous three games. So it would make sense that they would continue to do this in the fourth game. So yeah, I buy it. And then our final piece of rumor news is one that I just put on here so that we can squash it, and that is Silver and Black. So the Silver Sable and Black Cat movie that we were supposed to be getting in the Sony Spider-less universe is now reportedly going to be a series, and that series is going to find its way over to Disney Plus. No. No. If you've heard this rumor, please tell whoever told you this rumor that they don't know what they're talking about and they need to recheck their sources. The Silver Sable and Black Cat characters are Spider-Man exclusive. The same reason we're not going to get a Venom series on Disney Plus is the same reason we're not going to get Silver and Black on Disney Plus, because they are not licensed to Disney. They are only licensed to Sony, and that contract does not allow for this. The little we actually know about this contract tells us that much at the very least. So that is your rumor section, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and find all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you really enjoyed what I'm doing here and you want more of the nerdy news, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.